Kevin R. Novak with Deconstructing the Coliseum, the organization that promotes civil government school system abolition. Byrne Sheridan Poythress wrote Mathematics as Rhyme. In it, he wrote this: "In two previous articles, I have argued that it is fruitful to consider that the universe is God's poem. Science exploits some special kind of analogy within the poem. Now that same framework will serve also as the larger framework for my reflections on mathematics. Within that framework, I declare that mathematics is the rhyme of the poem. What then do I want to suggest by this analogy? Several things. One, mathematics has to do with a particular subpart or aspect of the total poem of the universe. It cuts across and intersects many other analogies and metaphors within the poem. Two, mathematics as rhyme is, in a sense, the most primitive analogy in the poem. It is based on the simple idea of identity and difference. Three, the possibilities of mathematics rhyme are deeply bound up with the nature of the language system as a whole. The properties are given largely a priori by the system, unlike other analogies in the poem that are included in the poem at the discretion of the creator." End quote. Mr. Poythress is trying to put his finger on mathematics. Math is part of the fabric of truth, and God created the fabric. Contrast that with what humanists say about math. The National Council of Teachers of Mathematics says this about the goal of mathematical reasoning: "Students learn that mathematics is man-made, that it is arbitrary, and good solutions are arrived at by consensus among those considered expert." End quote. So basically you have what God says is true versus what man says is true. That's the same thing man sells with morality and ethics. There is no God, and therefore what man says is true. That includes math. So 2 plus 2 can equal 5, as long as I say so. This stuff can get complex, but it isn't complicated. It comes down to ultimate authority. Is it God or man? In civil government schools, they say man is the ultimate authority. That's why I, Kevin R. Novak, promote civil government school system abolition through deconstructing the Coliseum.